Chapter 13, Women as Soul Winners. Women should be set aside for church work. Women who are willing to consecrate some of their time to the service of the Lord should be appointed to visit the sick, look after the young, and minister to the necessities of the poor. They should be set apart to this work by prayer and laying on of hands. In some cases they will need to counsel with the church officers or the minister, but if they are devoted women, maintaining a vital connection with God, they will be a power for good in the church. This is another means of strengthening and building up the church. We need to branch out more in our methods of labor. Not a hand should be bound, not a soul discouraged, not a voice should be hushed. Let every individual labor, privately or publicly, to help forward this grand work. Place the burdens upon men and women of the church, that they may grow by reason of the exercise, and thus become effective agents in the hand of the Lord for the enlightenment of those who sit in darkness. Follow the example of Christ and Paul in putting women to work. Women who have the cause of God at heart can do a good work in the districts in which they reside. Christ speaks of women who helped him in presenting the truth before others, and Paul also speaks of women who labored with him in the gospel. But how very limited is the work done by those who could do a large work if they would. There are families that have means which they could use for God's glory in going to distant lands to let their light shine forth in good works to those who need help. Why do not men and women engage in the missionary work, following the example of Christ? Women to engage in ministering. There certainly should be a larger number of women engaged in the work of ministering to suffering humanity, uplifting, educating them how to believe, simply to believe, in Jesus Christ our Savior. Women to help carry the truth. God wants workers who can carry the truth to all classes, high and low, rich and poor. In this work, women may act an important part. God grant that those who read these words may put forth earnest efforts to present an open door for consecrated women to enter the field. Women are needed in the work for the salvation of souls. Women can be the instruments of righteousness, rendering holy service. It was Mary that first preached a risen Jesus. In fulfillment of the divine plan, the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Those who engage with the Son of God in his work, be they ever so aspiring, can have no greater, no holier work than this. If there were 20 women where now there is one, who would make this holy mission their cherished work, we should see more converts to the truth. The refining, softening influence of Christian women is needed in the great work of preaching the truth. The Lord of the vineyard is saying to many women who are now doing nothing, "Why stand ye here all day idle? Zealous and continued diligence in our sisters toiling for the spread of the truth would be wholly successful, and would astonish us with its results. Through patience and perseverance, the work must be accomplished. We are lacking in deeds of sympathy and benevolence, in sacred and social ministering to the needy, the oppressed, and the suffering. Women who can work are needed now, women who are not self-important, but meek and lowly of heart, who will work with the meekness of Christ wherever they can find work to do for the salvation of souls."